As a Delta County Commissioner 17 years ago, Jim Ventrilo supported the right to farm as a way to defend local ranchers and farmers from litigation.
We were starting to get a lot of development in the county. I had calls from people complaining about crop dusters, there were calls about people baling their hay in the middle of the night, and there were all kinds of complaints. And at that point, the idea was to get the nuisance complaints off of the backs of existing agriculture. That's where we were coming from, because we had growth that was rapidly expanding out into agricultural areas.
What's your understanding of why Delta County has no zoning? Wouldn't zoning help eliminate or alleviate some of these problems?
Well, zoning's always been a four-letter word. I don't think Delta County, the unincorporated area, wants it. And I don't think that's changed yet. That's why we went to specific development. That was kind of our answer to the zoning question. It's like, okay, you want a change of use in your area, meet with your neighbors, the ones who are going to be most impacted by it, and if there are, you know, impacts, can you mitigate those? And if you can't mitigate, then it should be denied, you know. When we were revising the master plan and looking at, you know, the area planning committees and that whole thing, we got lots of feedback. I mean, we had a proposal at one time that we went out there with, and we just, like I remember one in Crawford, we almost didn't make it out of, you know, but it was kind of a permit type of system. It was kind of a loose idea of zoning and some building codes and stuff. People didn't want it. And so out of that evolved specific development. I don't know. I heard different complaints over the years. Sometimes they said, well, if you're the developer applying for it, they're meeting you to death. You got to go to the area planning committee, you got to go to the planning commission, then you got to go to the commissioners, you know, and you can get different answers at each level.
What if the residential area is there first and the agricultural wants to move in? Was that part of your thinking of how to handle that?
We really didn't have those issues at the time. It was the residences moving in. And now, after that growth, we've got residences out there in what was ag. And that's where you've got the problem now. Probably, and we're probably talking about the chicken farms. If you went to the time when we first adopted the right to farm, there were just a few odds and ends houses around out there. There weren't retirees living in the area who invested in it. It was the farmers who were in the area. And we were trying to protect the farms that were already there from all of these people moving in who didn't understand agriculture, whether it was irrigation and water rights, or that farmers have to get their hay in when they can, even if that's the middle of the night. And so this is it's not really a new thing, but we didn't look at that in the early years because we didn't have that problem.
Can Delta County really continue to go forward without zoning or with only this specific development process? Or do you see any kind of win-win thing out there?
Sadly, I think the polarization, you know, it used to be when I first got into office that all of the distrust was at the federal government. It came down, worked its way down to the state, and it's at the local level now, too. And I think it doesn't seem like anybody wants to find the middle ground anymore.
If Ventrilo has advice for the current commissioners, it's cautious and somewhat contradictory.
Listen to your attorney, make the decision that is the right one legally. And whether they did that or not, I don't know. But they were going to get sued either way. You know, this was a no-win-win for them. And unfortunately, the specific development did not work in this case. Or maybe it did, because the area said no, the planning commission said no, and the commissioners said yes.
For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.